In his State of the Union address, President Obama spoke of the need to help the long-term unemployed get what he called a fair shot at finding a job.
Tonight, I ask every business leader in America to join us and do the same, because we are stronger when America fields a full team.
On Friday, Mr. Obama met with CEOs from some of the 300 companies, including McDonald's, Boeing, and Bank of America, that the White House says are committing to best practices for hiring. In other words, they've agreed to revamp their hiring practices to make sure those out of work for long periods get a fair shot at a job. The long-term unemployed have been out of work for 27 weeks or more. The government says they currently number 3.9 million. That's nearly 40% of all unemployed Americans. Eric Varela, a former combat infantryman who introduced Mr. Obama at a related White House event Friday, described the experience of prolonged joblessness.
With no luck, I was motivated to work, and I wanted to work, and I knew I could contribute to society like I had in my military service. But I felt helpless, lost, and more importantly, a disappointment and a failure to my family.
Varela was retrained and now has a job. President Obama called that a success story, but one that also demonstrates the challenge.
Folks who've been unemployed the longest often have the toughest time getting back to work. It's a cruel catch-22. The longer you're unemployed, the more unemployable you may seem. Now, this is an illusion, but it's one that, unfortunately, we know statistically is happening out there.
The pledges by the CEOs are a down payment on future progress, says Secretary of Labor Tom Perez.
When you're talking about Fortune 100 companies, you're talking about force multipliers. And when you talk about force multipliers, you're talking about helping thousands of people.
President Obama signed an order to ensure that government agencies consider long-term unemployment when making hiring decisions. He criticized Congress for allowing unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed to lapse.
And each week that Congress fails to restore that insurance, roughly 72,000 Americans will join the ranks of the long-term unemployed who've also lost their economic lifeline.
Republicans in Congress have argued that extended benefits create a disincentive for people to find work. The White House is not saying how many unemployed Americans might benefit from Mr. Obama's outreach to companies, but he hopes it brings many more on board. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.